Well, I read the articles and they're interesting, but like they say,
that's fine. If you ever take, or, you know, you know, to send people to us if you have questions. It was a busy day today, so.
Like you say, I got the wonderful internet, you know, I just punch in. If I have a question about something, I just punch it in. It's pretty good about it.
Some of it's good, but you got to be careful. Some of that internet stuff is not real good.
Yeah, I planted a butterfly garden, spent about $300 to plant, and they were all weeks, which I found out is what a butterfly garden is.
I trust any PDF that says extension at the top or the bottom.
Thank you.
Now we have well trained. Hired our information and use that and be deceiving. So.
Oh. Particularly the 8 PDFs I have on recycling.
Yeah, see, now I'm
right
ready.
Now by the session.
I earned it all, by yourself. You could move yourself.
I'm sitting next to you.
That's Andy, but he doesn't come until later.
We are allowed to move the placards, aren't we?
Move your names.
I don't want to
confuse
anyone.
Like, what do you mean move them? He might get out of work at 6.
Put Underhill sign on the stage.
Yeah, Mike's not coming.
So at what point do we talk about the giant floating island of plastic?
But you want me to move so Andy can sit next to you afterwards?
Yeah. I'll sit there. You don't want to get up and move afterwards?
I'm moving to Northern California.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. At 6:33, I'm late.
Your mic's off.
Mike Underhill will not be in attendance tonight. Aaron Kohlmeyer is running late. Is that it? Those are those two, right?
The notes here say Supervisor Esposito is excused.
Oh, yes, and Supervisor Esposito is not going to be here either. I forgot that he called me this morning.
Just read my
very name. Short memory. So,
do you need to have a break?
I've got an excuse.
Huh?
Do you need to have a break, too?
Yeah. Need to have some surgery. Okay, certification of compliance.
I'm in compliance. The meeting agenda was published June 30th and July 6th.
It's kind of weird to have your agendas published twice now, huh? Sure. Okay. Our feature program. Who's our feature program tonight? Bring on the food.
First of all, I want to say that our original program, feature program, as you saw on your agenda, was to be Rose Spora, our agriculture educator, giving a presentation on the trends in agriculture. However, Rose has had a death in her immediate family, so the nutrition educators have graciously stepped in at the last minute to be a substitute. And so Amy Martinez, who you know is our Proceed Coach Nutrition Education Program Administrator, will introduce nutrition educators and give a presentation.
Thank you. Alright, so tonight we decided to give you a sneak peek of what we're doing in the schools right now with the summer programming. We typically have about 45 minutes to an hour and a half with kids, so this is going to be a really short picture of what we do. But for the next 20 minutes, we'd like all of you to be third graders in a classroom in our community.
I gotta go potty.
That's kind of the average age group we're presenting to. And I have two of our 5 nutrition educators with me today. Valerie Arnold, who has been with us for over 7 years, and Fabiola Diaz, who's currently our only bilingual educator. We have 2 more coming to her rescue on August 1st, with our 3 other new staff that are starting. And Fabiola's been with us for over 12 years, making her the longest, the person that's been with our program the longest. So we're going to get started. Hello, boys and girls. I'm Miss Amy. This is Miss Val and Miss Fabiola. And we are nutrition educators with the Racine-Kenosha Nutrition Education Program at the University of Wisconsin Extension Program. And we're here today to talk to you all about sugary drinks. So to get started, I want to make a list. If you could raise your hand and tell me what your favorite drinks are. Yes, thank you. Mountain Dew.
That's mine too.
Who's next?
Now, see, typically third graders would not raise their hands. They would just blurt everything out. So, Diet Coke.
Word of France, I'm hungry.
Paste.
Yes. Did you have a favorite drink?
Wait, I'm in third grade. Chocolate milk.
Oh.
Beer.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that, but I don't. I was going to have him put Captain next to the Diet Coke. Third graders can drink that.
Yes.
Gatorade.
Ooh,
that's a bad one, too.
Anyone else want to give
water with crystal light in it?
Water with crystal light, okay.
Like crystal light.
Okay. No. Mountain Dew, let's see. Anything, the Gatorade is bad. Anything with crystal light is bad.
All right. Well, I think we have a fantastic list up here of some of your favorite drinks. And I'm excited to tell you that we're going to talk about almost every single one of these today. I don't think we have an example of a Crystal Light, but we have pretty much everything else on your list that we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the sugars in them. So before we get started, we want to see. I have some questions for all of you. And you're going to raise your hand. I'll ask you a question, and then you guys are going to all raise your hand. So pretend that you just got done playing soccer. And there's a cooler off to the side that's filled with water bottles and with sports drinks like a Gatorade. Which one would you pick? Now raise your hand if after you get done playing soccer, you're hot, you're sweaty, you've been running around. Raise your hand if you would pick the Gatorade. One, two, three. And raise your hand if you drink the water. All right. All right, now let's pretend you're at a restaurant. And the meal, with your meal, you get to pick a drink. Would you pick milk or soda? Raise your hand if you would pick milk.
What if you're lactose intolerant?
Which one would you pick of the milk or the soda?
Well, you've got no choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you kind of have no choice.
You don't have a choice. Or we could say there's soy milk at the restaurant, although it's probably not likely.
Probably not.
So who would choose the milk at the restaurant? So two people?
First of all, milk. Never cool.
And who would choose the soda at the restaurant? 1, 2, 3, 4.
And it's always 2%.
All right. And one last question. If you are at your grandma's house and she offers you Kool-Aid or a glass of water with a little slice of lemon in there with your popcorn, your snack when you're at your house, which would you choose? Raise your hand if you choose Kool-Aid.
Ever since Jimmy George, I haven't drank Kool-Aid
or Jimmy Jones. And how many for the water with a little bit of lemon in it? And you do none of the above?
I don't like water with lemon in it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, then we could go back to the second one, and I can say I'm not going to choose because...
No, she should.
I'd rather have water.
All right, so now Ms. Fabiola is going to get up and talk to you about some of the effects of the...
She doesn't make...
Okay, first of all, I was very happy that all of you, or most of you, decide to go with the water at some point. That was really good. I'm very proud of you. And I have some pictures here to show when children do choose to have the soda and the super sugary Kool-Aid.
Oh,
and maybe these pictures will discourage you a little bit about drinking beverages with a lot of sugar. And as you can see, this picture shows you right there that when you drink sugary drinks, the sugar sticks to your teeth, and along with the bacteria, it eats away that coat on top of your teeth, the enamel. And so it is very important, boys and girls, to look at these pictures and remember every time when you go to your grandma's house and she offers you water, or offers you milk, or offers you Kool-Aid, to pick the right drink, the ones that have the least amount of sugar. Now, I also want to tell you that drinks like milk and water are the healthiest, and especially milk helps you not only with your teeth, but also makes your bones strong. And I have a picture today to show you that if we don't see the bones, but we certainly use them every day. We have about 206 of them in your entire body from head to toe. And they have to be fed, they have to be exercised. And this picture shows you a bone that is weak and one that is pretty strong. So So which one of the two do you think is the weak bone? The one on the right or the one on the left? The one on the left. Why would you say that? What's in this picture that tells you that? Yes, the structure of the bone, the walls of the bone are very, very thin. And so they can become, with age, not now, but maybe 30, 40, 50 years from now.
Keep going.
Thank yes. you.
Your bones might get weak if you don't drink enough milk, if you don't drink the milk with the calcium, you know, which is a mineral that makes your bones strong. And so, because, you know, there are so many things in your body that you have to take care of, like the 206 bones and your 32 permanent teeth. It's a good choice. You know, it's a good idea to think about those choices that you make when you have a chance, although you're very young. But eventually, you know, whatever you do now is probably what you're going to be doing in a few more years. So try to think about that every time you choose something to drink. And then we have this gal who is also going to do a presentation on how much sugar has every one of these drinks.
Well, I noticed, boys and girls, that you chose some of the beverages that we have here on the table. And as you look, I'm not sure if you can see from there, but we have 44 ounces of a juice drink that we get at Speedway. So if you purchase Speedway 44 ounces of juice, we'll tell you and show you how much sugar is there. This is a 6 ounce little glass of juice. And it's 5.5 teaspoons of sugar. I'm going to give you an opportunity to see what that looks like. 14.5 teaspoons of naked superfood juice. Pepsi is 10 teaspoons. Lemonade is 20 teaspoons. And for chocolate milk, there is 6 teaspoons each for each cup. So when you really think about it, a cup is like 8 ounces, about this amount. It's like maybe your carton of milk that you have during lunchtime. So if you're drinking chocolate milk during lunchtime, you have a lot of sugar that's in the chocolate milk. This is the regular milk. Here's Mountain Dew. I heard someone mention Mountain Dew. It has 19 teaspoons of sugar, 14 teaspoons of sugar in this container of Gatorade. Here's Powerade that has 8.75 teaspoons of sugar. We have 6 teaspoons of sugar in this sorbet water, flavored water. No sugar in seltzer water, neither is it in the regular water. So I'm going to go around, give you an opportunity to see how much sugar is in some of those containers of beverages that we have there. Those containers on the table will probably give you 2. So you get a chance to see how much sugar.
Gatorade.
You like that?
Oh, yeah. Here, pass this one down to Miss Mountain Dew down there.
Who's the chocolate milk drinker?
My son.
My son loves chocolate.
So who said here's they wanted Gatorade. Mountain Dew?
Oh, here's your Mountain Dew.
Thanks. Mountain Dew? Okay. Yeah. So does it look like it's a lot of sugar in the beverages, the drinks that you usually have at grandma's house or aunt's house? That's the 44 ounces. You want to hold that up, Miss Fabiola?
That's the Bladder Buster. At Speedway.
Exactly. Yeah. John has one of these every day. He brings it in.
Yeah.
What's that, Slurpee?
That's a diet. It's a diet.
So do you think that's something that's really healthy for your body, all that sugar?
Wait, this is 6 tablespoons in 4 cups?
Yes. 4 cups of chocolate milk.
Okay. Which is the measurement.
This is 4 cups.
Yeah. Here.
The big one.
We can have opportunity to see if that looks like.
That's not 4 cups. That's 2 cups.
I think my captain in diet is probably less calories than your.
It is
your
4
slushy.
Cups. A quart. That is a quart.
I love lemonade and orange juice.
Quit it.
I got a question. 1% milk or skim, or what is it, fat-free milk?
Skim.
Skim, whatever it is. I mean, is there any...
So you're asking me if it's less sugar in 1% milk versus skim milk? Well, that's the fat content, how much fat is in there, but it's still, milk has sugar in it. It's called lactose. So you still have the same amount of sugar, it's just less fat or more fat, depending on what which choice, you know, which one you choose. So after today, after seeing all the beverages and the choices that you made in the past, and thinking about what Ms. Fabiola is showing you about what happens to our teeth, it's really important for us to kind of think about our choices for beverages. So, who would choose water?
At least, water doesn't taste like anything.
At least John drinks his drink with a straw.
That's true. It bypasses the teeth.
Right.
So.
It's true.
So, after today, who would just have the plain water or the Seltzer?
That's what I drink all the time anyway, so unless it's mixed with something.
But like I said, I drink a lot of water, but I drink it with like Crystal Light or something, because water doesn't taste like anything. I'm sorry. It's really disappointing.
As Teddy takes a drink of her water.
It does, but, you know, it's just really based on what your packages are saying. You always want to look at your labels.
Yeah, zero calories.
Do you ever look at the labels?
Yeah, if the sugar, if the Crystal Light or whatever doesn't have sugar in it, if it's sugar-free.
Yeah. So when you look there, you'll be able to look here for the sugar content, and it'll let you know if it's sugar-free, if it has sugar in it or not.
Orange. You know, I can't drink lemonade. I'm going to go back to drinking booze.
So which of you would probably drink juice then instead of soda?
Wait, fruit juice? Like all natural fruit juice?
Who has the juice bag?
Oh, I have orange juice and naked juice.
Which one's orange juice?
I mean like
orange juice.
I mean like
orange juice. Just the naked juice?
Like straight from the orange, like we just squeeze the orange? Like is that what we're talking about? Because there's a difference between sucrose and fructose. That's why I'm asking. Mm-hmm.
So this is regular, it says...
Wow, you're a smart third grader.
So that's
100% fruit juice. 100% fruit juice still has sugar in it. It just doesn't have any added sugar to it. So that packet is for 100% fruit juice.
So when you look at the labels and it says no sugar added, well, no sugar wasn't added. It's just there naturally. So we have to really think about how much 100% fruit juice we're drinking, because it has sugar in there naturally.
It's like, it's better to drink like apple cider compared to apple juice, correct? Because apple cider doesn't have sugar usually, and apple juice does.
Apple cider has sugar in it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. More than apple juice? Less than apple juice,
It depends
though.
On which brand you buy. Okay. Yeah, so you'd have to look. That's why the knowing how to look on that label is really important, because then you can see you know, where you are with
that.
We'll
see about the
diet. This is,
yeah.
What was that?
Well, we're going to institute a straw program to bypass the teeth.
I mean,
well,
that's what I
got.
That's
the teeth.
It, but I can drink
it also the sugars. Can you change behaviors in
right.
children?
Really?
And
you think?
Asking a question about the ingredients, where the sugar is, the substitute is
right,
found.
Have them drink.
So one thing I can say about
aspartame.
Everything.
Aspartame.
That's the aqua.
On the ingredient list, aspartame, that's the... artificial sugar, or the artificial sweetener in there. Now, for children, we don't really recommend artificial sweeteners because there's really no research to show that it's safe for them to consume. Mm-hmm. Artificial sweeteners are a chemical. They're not a natural product, so we don't really recommend it for children.
So if you had equal amounts of milk, and if this were a soda, this is 32 ounces, so let's pretend like this is soda. What happens is, when you're drinking milk, we should have a certain amount of a day, 3 cups. But when you drink soda, it cancels out the calcium that's in the milk. So it's just like you didn't even drink milk at all. So you start in the morning, you're drinking, all the entire day goes by. Wonderful. You got your three cups in. But lunchtime, you may have had a soda. And then snack time, and it totaled at the end of the day, 32 ounces. This is what happens. It's just like you didn't have milk at all. It cancels it out. So think about what the choices that you're making when it comes to your beverages. So, my friends passed out cups of smoothies. That's banana and strawberry smoothies. You want to try it and see what you think?
No added sugar.
Fresh strawberries.
Fresh
fruit. So it's just, it's really a good choice. Now, you can't go wrong with smoothies. You can use the fruit of your choice. You can use canned fruit and rinse the syrup off. But it's really, really good for your bodies. Any questions? Yes.
So there was frozen yogurt used?
Yes.
Okay. I had one last night and it was terrible and I loaded it up with sugar. I really did. I'm not making that up. My mom, I was at her house. She put in bananas, strawberries, some mangoes, and a few blueberries, hacked it up with some ice and some milk, and I drank it, and I'm like, oh my God, are you trying to kill me? And give me the sugar. What's wrong with you?
Well, do you like that one better?
I love this. She's in the parking lot. Can we go?
We do have a recipe. We have recipe.
If Kelly was the boss.
Yeah, we need to fix that, because she's going to give it to me again tonight.
It was probably the blueberries that made it so
maybe
it wasn't sweet.
Maybe the blueberries, and even maybe the ice. Was it frozen yogurt?
No, there's no frozen yogurt. She used milk.
Oh,
there we go.
Frozen
she
yogurt.
Yeah.
I used to like Orange Julius.
I use regular yogurt.
I don't. I use
artificial. It's amazing.
I use like the milk or something.
So oh, yeah. In your packets that we handed out today, you have recipes for what we made today. There's a recipe in there. So you can take it home and give it to your parents and ask them to make it for you tonight.
Oh, great.
Okay, fantastic.
We also have a little handout in there. It's more of an adult version of Rethink Your Drink. It talks about the different calorie content of some of the different beverages. We have a handout so you can figure out how much sugar and things you're getting from your some of the sugary drinks and sodas and things, if you'd like to do that. And we also have, today, we did this same exact lesson, the longer version, for children, second through fourth graders at Brass Elementary School. And we have the results here of those questions that we asked all of you today. We have the pre and post results. And I'm very happy to report, after the full-length lesson, for the children, after they got done playing soccer and chose the water bottles, before, it was half and half. And then after, it was 84% of the children chose the water bottle over a sports drink. With the restaurant, for your choice of beverage, would you pick milk or soda? At the beginning, it was again 50-50. Half the kids said they would choose milk, half said they would choose soda. At the end, almost all of the children, 92% of the children, said they would drink the milk at the restaurants for the soda. And then at Grandma's house with the Kool-Aid or the water with a lemon wedge, we had about 57% of the kids said that they would drink the Kool-Aid to start with. And afterwards, 96% said they would choose the water with a lemon wedge. For that class, we also sampled ice cold water with a lemon wedge in it so the kids had an opportunity to try that to see if they liked it. Anytime we're going out and doing education, we never tell kids, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't, and not give them any other alternatives. So we try and give them samples of the different, you know, foods and things that we recommend. We try and give them recipes. For the full-length group, they actually help us make the smoothies. So we bring out the blender. They get to dump in the strawberries. Cool. They get to put in the yogurt. We would have done that if we had a longer period of time.
I know.
But so we have those results fresh off presses today from Brass Elementary School, which is fantastic. And this was just our first lesson there with them, so we haven't been there doing any other lessons. We're starting that school this coming school year. We haven't worked with Brass Elementary School before, except for after school program.
Oh, absolutely.
So they're really fresh kids. And then the last page is just our where we are right now with fiscal year 11 for our Kenosha County project. and where we kind of project to be by the end of the fiscal year. For us, we're on the federal fiscal cycle, so our fiscal year ends September 30th. We have another few months to get our numbers there, and we're actually doing pretty well with all the staff changes and turnover and things that we've had this year. But being understaffed, we're actually doing very well right now. At about 85% of our contracts for Kenosha County being fulfilled. And then I added just a brief, these are the programs we'll be doing this coming fiscal year, and then some of the new opportunities that we're going to be working on for fiscal year 12 and the new partnerships that we will be pursuing. This is just, if you remember when I talked to you guys originally, that this is just one stuff.
As long as it's not good for you, right?
And that's it.
This is very timely, by the way.
That is on our website. I'm so sorry I forgot to mention that. We updated that the day that the power went out. We heard about power going out for people who have been And I was at the Emergency Services Network yesterday, and many of the organizations said it would be helpful for them to have that information to share.
Well, you'll be happy to know that my children do not like soda because it has bubbles in it. Anything with bubbles in it.
I got a question. What about these energy drinks that I'm seeing all over?
Those have most of them. Have a ton of sugar and a lot of them.
How about coffee? That's probably not good for you either, right?
Not too much, but coffee,
how about iced tea?
Coffee is less caffeine per cup than any of those energy drinks do.
Yeah,
one cup a day.
How about iced tea for kids? But that's better than soda, correct?
Yeah, but they don't get the buzz off of soda that they get off of coffee.
I'm saying iced tea, kids.
Oh. I don't know. Tea's got a lot of caffeine, too, doesn't it?
Like the raspberry iced tea? Yeah, my daughter loves it. Yeah, that's what my kids drink. That's probably not good for them. I'll tell them to start drinking it with a straw.
If it tastes good and it satisfies your needs, it's probably not good.
I make the iced tea. I'm just out of time. I'm going to keep us going because we're going to be done very shortly here. Update on youth and governance. June 30th was the tour for all our youth, and unfortunately, our two young ladies here from youth and governance were both at Badger Girl State. So they were still participating in government on a different version. It was outstanding. I cannot tell you the compliment the department heads and division heads enough for the hospitality they showed to all of our youth. It was wonderful. I have to give extra kudos to Fran Petrick at Brookside for lunch. They just rolled out the red carpet. It was great. The two highlights from the youth's perspective was Judge Wagner's courtroom. She happened to be sentencing a defendant at the time, and so that was pretty impressive for them to sit there and watch her give the what, two, who, four for that year. You all know Judge Wagner, and she helped nothing back. Their eyes got this big. Then the second one was the Sheriff's Department, because obviously there's lots of bells and whistles in the Sheriff's Department, so that's pretty cool when you're 17 years old. The goal of the tour is to provide a background for youth to have a better understanding of county government, so it builds their capacity and their knowledge as they serve as committee members. So we just feel really good about that. We've got an evaluation going out now and collecting the results. And lastly, I just want to report that I'm going to be posting an interim community development, natural resources, economic development position for 1 year. The goal is to get it posted by the end of the month. We all need to do this. As far as a quick note or two, well,
real quickly, this has been like, how about horticultural crisis, down trees, emerald ash borer definitely found in trees. There's an herbicide, which if you read my column regularly, it'll be tomorrow in the paper. There's a new herbicide that is only being applied by commercial companies, not everybody, but we're seeing it in conjunction with damage to spruces and pines. So we're getting calls on that. And then today, people are calling about little red bugs all over everything. And those are baby box sucker bugs. So it's been really crazy. I can't imagine, you know, basically three big crises all, you know, together. And then just to let you know, I'm looking forward to actually working with the Parks Department. And as we're looking forward to reforestation or replanting at Kemper and all the damage from there. And but we want to do a plan instead of just throwing trees.
David?
Is the posting of the position to backfill the movement of Ms. Jones?
Yes.
we know how long she'll be leaving us?
1 year.
We know, yes.
Do I know that for sure? Can I stand here and confidently tell you that it'll be only 1 year?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I can tell you that I have permission to post for 1 year.
Her permission. The loss of her presence will be deeply felt and sincerely missed by all of us.
I'll pass that on.
I'm sorry, I can't attend to my own. Thank you, guys. Thank you, girls, ladies. I always love having the nutritionists come and tell me what I'm doing wrong. Other than the fact that I don't eat half the time during the day, like today, I don't think I ate.
Am I collecting this stuff?
Yeah, does it count?
Like, what's up?
Oh, yeah.
You've got to be sitting to be in a meal, right?
Well, I took my chicken sandwich and put it in a tortilla and ate it on the way back.
You were moving. That's not a meal.
Yeah. I don't get a meal anymore. In fact, I had thought out T-bone steaks.
Bye.
Bye, Teddy. I had thought out T-bone steaks the other day. Never got to cook them. They would have still been in the fridge. I gave them to my boss. I said, please take these home and cook them before they go bad. And I don't have any time this week. Again.
Oh, you have a meeting tomorrow night, right?
For what?
No, that must, we don't.
For what?
That must be finance. Is it finance that's tomorrow night? Or
I think so. I don't think there's any meetings.
Well, they were talking about the finance committee meeting.
No, there's a finance committee meeting tomorrow night.
Are they talking about the resolution?
Yes.
Okay, the budget resolution tomorrow night.
So, yes.
No more than 3%, damn it.
Or zero. Can't be done.
I know it can. Salem did it.
Yes, thank you very much.
That was very good. That was my dinner.
You should ask for more.
Oh, come on.
I got a second outfit
if it was your dinner.
Good for you.
I like banana,
I can't stand a banana's kind of canceled as well.
Yeah. Okay.
It's 5 minutes after 7.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order then.
No, a nice break.
Oh, I stop it.
You sure?
Yeah. No. I'm not.
Oh, I have put my microphone in this room on our next IT subcommittee agenda.
Oh, did you? Good. Thank you.
I'm cool.
Hi. Hello, hello. Testing 145. Public school education. That should be okay.
It's in kind of tight.
No.
Oh, I think we just got clicked a little, not that one, but the little black.
I can never get that one together.
It's got moving parts. Hi, April, we missed you on Monday.
Oh, thank you.
Nope.
My roof has a tarp on it.
Does it?
Yeah. We got a 10-inch hole in our
I heard.
Recently redone roof. It's only like 2 or 4 years old.
Oh, well, that's working.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. It is 7:07. All are present except for Supervisor Underhill, Supervisor Esposito, and I understand that Supervisor Kohlmeyer is running late and may be joining us shortly. First on our agenda.
Okay, tonight at the Planning Development and Extension Education Committee, the public hearing, we have all the items we should be acting on tonight. Item number 5 is Brad Pfeiffer, 22821 83rd Street, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168. Owner requests a conditional use permit to allow the selling and repairing of trailers in the B3 Highway Business District on tax parcel number 664-120-232-0400. Located in northwest 1/4 of section 23, Township 1 North, Range 20 East, Town of Salem. And for your information, you can see on the screen the area in purple, which is the property in question, which is on the west side of State Trunk Highway 83 at the intersection of 98th Street.
Brad, could you come forward and introduce yourself, give your name and address for the record, and then state what you're here for? Yes.
Brad Pfeiffer, address 22821 83rd Street, Salem.
And could you tell the committee what you're here for tonight?
I'm here for a conditional use permit for selling some trailers.
I understand that you have gone over the conditions with Andy and that there is a question.
Well, I am a little disappointed. I just received these today. Mm-hmm. I wish I could have, you know, he said he just kind of brought to him some of the day also. So never had a chance to actually address these. I guess some that was neglected, at least in my letter, we'll get talked through numerous meetings with Andy and other planners, and Brad's talking with the town of Salem. My intention of this property, you know, it's a property that's almost 3 acres, busy highway, B3 zoning, obviously need a conditional use permit to sell trailers. Along with selling trailers, they're allowing me to put 15 trailers out there, which, as you'll see, when there's 15 out there, it really isn't going to look like a lot, to be honest. I've had as many as 10 trailers on the lot that's only a half acre, and there's 4 businesses in the town of Paddock, or village of Paddock Lake. We were going to store trailers in the back as long as it was secluded. And part of my, part of the conditional use permit, as you guys can see, is that there's a landscape plan involved separating the town of Salem, town hall, and my property. I was also going to include the back section so that there may be opportunity for that to store some extra trailers. And I addressed in our meetings, I know Andy brought that up, and what will you do with extras? What if you had duplicate trailers, you know, 2 of the same kind? Do you need to display both of them out there, or can you keep them in the back? Sure. You know, that's so now all of a sudden, I guess. I wrote the letter, and I'll be honest, and I'm not really good at this, and I wrote this kind of based on recommendations, and I guess I definitely missed it, and so it wasn't presented to the town, I guess, as far as storage. So that would be the question I have. One of them is, I really need to be able to store a couple extra trailers. If I bring a trailer, I bought this property, I'm paying a good amount of money in a very bad economy right now to be able to do this. You know, and I understand I have to go through this whole process, but so anyways, I was hoping to be able to store trailers, and I never, until we just spoke in a hallway, I had no idea that I wasn't going to be able to do that. So that was one concern. Another concern I did have, and I know we had talked at one time about a one-year CUP. I never dreamed that in 1 year from now I would have to repay $1,250, $750 plus $500 a ton to do this all over again. I'm just a little business. I just want to display trailers and sell them, you know. I was looking at the, my copy, which is a little different, but anyways, on the back here, it's where it says it's a property ownership and tenant, total responsibility of the property owner, number 16 on page 3. And it says right here, any deviation from the approved plans and conditions shall result in the issuance of a citation and associated stop work order until the project is brought back to compliance. Continuance of the project shall result in recommendation for revocation of conditional use permit. It seems redundant to me. It seems this right here says that I have to do what is listed in the CUP. Otherwise, it can be revoked. So I guess to ask for me to come back again, actually less than a year, I think it was June, beginning of June, I'm supposed to be back, pay another $1,250 for this whole process and go through the three meetings again. I guess unaware of that. I remember being talked about, I just didn't realize it was the exact problem. I thought it was just, we were going to revisit, you know, here. Brad, we looked at it, and you're not abiding by the rules of the CUP, and you're revoked. I didn't realize I'd have to go through all three meetings again and spend another $1,250. So I guess I don't know what, if that can be changed, or we have to follow that process, or if number 16 of page 3 is enough.
Well, unfortunately, that is the process that we do have to follow. That is a county.
Well, typically, it's in these types of situations wherever there is storage, like auto sales, RV sales, in this case, trailer sales, it seems to have been the practice just because of how things go a lot of times where these have a tendency to go and get out of hand, mm-hmm. is that the committees have been open for the 1 year for them to just show, hey, I can manage the conditions as they've been presented, and I'll come back in a year and prove to you and show to you that I'm okay, and then ask for the additional. And so over a number of years, that's pretty much what's been brought before this committee. Otherwise, it's not in the ordinance. It's more of policy with the staff and the committee.
Okay. As far as the storage, that was actually brought up at our meeting on Monday. The question was posed, and we were not aware that this had not been addressed at the town level. So I know that Andy had done some checking today, and I had actually called Pat Casey, the administrator, and talked to him briefly about it. It should have been addressed at the town level. Andy, if you want to tell the committee what the options are at this point.
Sure, yeah. Basically, the options that I can see here, I mean, Brad has indicated a couple of things that he has question on. And with the inventory, either we move ahead with the committee and with him wanting to move ahead with the conditions as they are, which are modified to show that there would not be additional inventory stored on the property anywhere other than just the 15 for display, and he would have the option on his own to come back earlier than a year, or wait for a year for asking for an amendment to it, or to request for the item to be tabled to bring before the town, I guess in this case, at least two items, one being the inventory storage and two being the 1 year, because you're having questioning on that, and then that can go before the town planning commission and town board, and discussion can be had and determine exactly what's going to happen, and then come back to this committee in September.
The 1 year was both town and Salem meetings I went to. It was never brought up whatsoever. They didn't request it at that point, nor did Brad Zocchi requested at that point. You know, I know it wasn't, didn't seem to be a concern of theirs, at least at that point. Obviously, some of it had been discussed and brought up and brought to your attention, but the two meetings I went to, I went there, and the feedback I got from the board was, it's about time someone bought this place. It looks bad. I'm glad someone bought it. They're finally going to do something with it. You know, I didn't hear anything about, you know, coming back in a year or revisit this, you know. So, I mean, I understand that that's a concern of the town now, but I would have hoped that they would have brought that up in the meeting and discussed
it. What
does
the application say for the CUPs? Does it say on the application that it's a...
On his application?
On the application that they fill out and turn in?
No, it's just based on the letter that they submit.
Oh, okay. Do you know what the town does? I don't remember what their application looks like.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure on the application, but otherwise, in the meetings that we had with Brad prior, we had discussion, again, in regards to the 1 year. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I mean, you're not understanding what that meant, but talking with Brad Zocchi from the town of Salem, and I brought that up with him, and he was of the understanding that that is what we were going to do. Now, why and what was discussed at the town on that, you know, unfortunately, I can't really answer to that, but otherwise, that was his understanding.
Forgive me if I'm out of line by saying this. This was not brought up at the town, nor was it in this letter or any other documentation for the last two meetings, nor was the storage of my trailers, you know. So, I mean, it was presented to me that, you know, even though we talked about it in our previous, whatever, I'm exaggerating, 10 meetings that we had, numerous meetings we had, we talked about my whole plan, storage in the back, as long as it was secluded. Granted that somehow was left out of the letter in the last two town meetings or Salem meetings that I went to, that wasn't brought up. Neither was the 1 year. So, I don't know, I just...
I do know that the Planning and Zoning Commission does not give a conditional use permit for longer than 1 year until the business has, they've done it for a couple years, and then they will grant a 3 year conditional use permit. But they've never given. That's correct. So I know that every business that comes through there trying to do something like this, including Wilmot Mountain, when they do their flea market every year, it's on a 1 year basis. Everyone is just granted a 1 year CUP.
I understand this is a blanket, you know, that everybody has mm-hmm. to put it. But for me, it's a tough one because I am such a small business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I understand it doesn't really matter to the panel here, just because you got to follow your guidelines and the rules and everything. But it's a tough one because since October, I've been trying to get this CUP, and it's just been stumbling blocks. And I thought we all had it hashed out. Both the meetings I went to, everything looked perfect. I mean, it was like in and out, everybody unanimous voted on everything that was presented. I guess I'm looking at a terrible economy we have right now. Businesses are failing left and right. And here's a business, and I know my business is not going to fail. It's just not making a ton of money, so to come back in a year and spend $1,250 more, I just thought there'd be a better process to be able to revisit whether Brad's doing a good job or not. I thought number 16 covered that, but I guess enough said on that. I just wanted to state my point.
Supervisor Hellman?
Is it possible for us to get a hold of the minutes from the town meetings that this was brought up at and review those? They're a matter of public record. I should think it would be fairly easy to secure those, no?
Well, and there may be, I'm not quite sure, but the minutes that were forwarded to us aren't that detailed to get into those, that type of information.
And I do not know what was done at planning and zoning and how that was dealt with. It was not there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Supervisor Gable.
The whole thing is you didn't put down you were going to store trailers on the property when you went to Salem.
I'm sorry.
You didn't, when you went to Salem, you didn't tell them you were going to store trailers?
The process that we went through, this was new to me, but the process I went through was numerous meetings. We sat down and kind of came up with this letter to together. So Luke and I came up with this together based on everything we had talked about. Evidently, obviously, it's not in here, but it was talked about. And I guess in my mind, I was thinking every meeting we went to, that's what we pretty much put together a plan, and that was the plan. And honestly, sitting through those other meetings, I never thought about it. I just thought that was all part of the big master plan, and it was something we had talked about at all the other previous meetings. So
Can't you just amend it, go back to Salem, and come back here with amended?
Yes, that is one option, is to table it for them to go back to the town.
Supervisor Decker.
Seeing as you are not happy with all the conditions in the conditional use permit, would you prefer us to table it so you can take it back to the town and possibly get some changes made that you would like?
I think that's what we're going to have to do. The only issue I have is I really need this property. Now I'm looking at 2 months. This has been since October, and I've owned it now since May, I believe, the beginning of May. I'm making a mortgage payment. It's a tough one for me. I'm not a big corporation, big business. I'm just trying to, trying to sell trailers is really my ultimate goal here, and a place to put them. So, but I guess if that's what is, if that's what's asked of me, or in order to be able to store a couple trailers in the back if needed, I guess I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to have to revisit that.
And that is one option, right, for us to approve it the way it is and then have him go back. Does it cost additional money to go back and try to work this out with the town?
There isn't if it's tabled. That would mean that there's no approval tonight. It just ends up being tabled, held for it to be discussed and brought back.
Okay. The town just had a board meeting Monday. P&Z will meet on the fourth Wednesday.
I think I know the answer to this, but is there a chance of a temporary?
27th, and then they'll meet the second.
Is it
they
early
meet.
Enough for them to get on that agenda? Today's the 13th.
Yeah, because I think they have to have it by.
Then that would be better, because then it's only until August.
By Friday. Let's see if we can make a phone call.
If he can get on there, and
then
here,
it would be the 8th.
We'd be here. It's only a 1 month delay.
Yeah, it would be a 1 month delay. I believe that the filing for P&Z at the town of Salem. But can you hear me? I usually talk loud anyway. I believe that the filing for Salem P&Z is this Friday, the 15th. So if we could have it amended by then. You could be on the agenda for the 27th, then it would go to the town board on August 8th, and it would come back to us on August 10th, which would be...
So that's a month.
That's a month.
Yes.
And to be honest, I think that we can do like an emergency agenda item.
That works there. We weren't quite sure if he could get on that meeting or not.
I can probably make that happen.
But if that happens, that is great.
I do appreciate it.
I can make that happen just to make sure that
can I make a motion to table?
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker to table and a second by Supervisor Gable. Youth and Governance, do you have anything?
No.
Youth and Governance, how would you vote?
On the table.
Oh.
Aye. Supervisors, all in favor of tabling?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. We'll table it. Okay.
I need to get in before Friday so you can tell us how it's represented.
Yeah.
Or is this interactive board and talk to them and review this?
Well, we will need to work on getting your application amended and your site plan amended. To reflect on what you're looking at wanting to do
Right.
And if we need to, we'll get together and we'll talk with Brad, or if we need to meet, we'll do that if we need to.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
Good luck.
And just for that, I just wanted to, for the record, that this was published on June 30th and July 6th of 2011.
The application is done through the county office, and then it gets passed over to the town, right?
I'm assuming the problem is he had this idea in his head, and he didn't tell everything, which
exactly.
just happens.
Right.
It's in his head,
right.
and he doesn't relay everything, and it just got missed.
Yeah.
Now, my question, if he puts storage, does he have to fence that, or does he have to change the conditional?
It could be required. Right.
Or she could be required if they're going to have storage there.
Could be.
Okay. Yeah, storage wasn't mentioned at all. Now somebody's looking at storage. I mean, you can't just throw your trailers out in the head.
Yeah. I don't know, Morgan.
I like that.
Well, they sit outside, they get rusty.
I would think if you didn't have a fence, you'd get stolen.
All right, we need to move on to number six. We can talk about this later. Review and possible approval of resolution. Request to approve the reappointment of Kenneth Kasabowski to serve on the Kenosha County Board of Adjustments. Has everyone looked at his application?
Motion to approve.
I have a motion from Supervisor Decker and a second from Supervisor Hallman. Youth and Governance, how do you vote? Committee?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. He's reappointed. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, April.
That's okay.
I need to pull this up. Number seven, review and possible approval of resolution. Request to approve the reappointment of Supervisor Ronald Johnson to serve on the Kenosha County Housing Authority Board. Has everyone read the application? Any discussion? Supervisor Holman?
No, Madam Chair, not at this time. Thank you.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to.
First by Supervisor Gable, second by Supervisor Decker. Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye, and Supervisor Holman is abstaining.
I'm sorry, who made the motion?
Supervisor Gable made the motion. I'm sorry. Supervisor Decker seconded. Supervisor Hallman abstained.
No. I nodded.
You nodded, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
he just didn't want it to be a verbal approval.
Kim, normally you say all those.
I was swallowing it.
Okay.
Normally you say all those in favor say aye.
So I passed 4-0.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
4-0.
Okay, number eight, certified surveys.
Six.
Wait a second. Confused.
No, number six. Wait a second. Oh.
We do have one certified survey before you. It is the Joseph M. and Marjorie Tenuta Land Division being split with conditions.
We don't have to do anything with that right now.
Well, we would ask for you to make a motion to approve subject to the conditions.
I have a motion to approve subject to conditions.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Hallman and a second by Supervisor Decker. Youth and Governance? Committee, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion is approved. Approval of the minutes. I have a first by Supervisor Hallman, second by Supervisor Gable to approve the minutes. Youth and Governance? And the committee, how do you
aye.
Vote?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. The minutes are approved. Citizen comments, there are none. citizen comments are closed. Any other business allowed by law?
Yes, I just would like to inform the committee that at the August meeting, there will be two items that we're asking for the committee to sponsor. It's a map amendment in the town of Wheatland where it came to our attention that two parcels have flip-flopped zoning on them going back to when the maps were originally created in the 80s. And I think it was never brought to anyone's attention just due to the fact that the people that owned it never came in for any permits or anything. And so it's just going to be changing the zoning from one being single-family zoning to multifamily zoning and the other one going from multifamily to single-family. And so we're going to be asking the committee to sponsor it based upon the town of Wheatland's request, just so you know that.
Was there another one? I thought you said there were two. Or there's two maps that are coming.
Correct.
Okay. One item, two maps. Okay.
There's some business not allowed by law?
Only business that is allowed by law. Anything else, committee?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker to adjourn and a second by Supervisor Hallman. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, aye.
Chair votes aye. We are adjourned.
Second,
Hallman
or Gable?
Hallman.
I really want to know.
We can stay closer to you so she can hear. Instead of waiting
I
the
just
end.
Need to talk in the
microphone. Hopefully, my mic's back.